You will hear short conversations between two people.
Hey, Emma, did you hear about the heat wave in Europe last week? It's been making headlines everywhere.
Yeah, I read about it. Temperatures were breaking records in several countries. It's unbelievable how extreme the weather has become lately. Did you see those photos of people trying to stay cool?
I did. It's crazy. People were using fountains and even setting up portable pools in the streets. It really makes you think about how climate change is affecting the planet.
Exactly. And it's not just heat waves. Did you hear about the floods in Southeast Asia? Some areas were completely underwater for days.
I heard about that too. It's devastating. Entire communities have been displaced. It's amazing how the weather can be so different in various parts of the world at the same time.
True. I was also reading about how Australia is dealing with bushfires right now. It's so dry there that the fires are spreading quickly. Meanwhile, other parts of the world are dealing with snowstorms.
That's such a stark contrast. Speaking of snow, did you see the pictures of the blizzards in Canada? Some cities had over a meter of snow in just a few days.
I did. It's incredible how people adapt to these extreme conditions. Whether it's heat, floods, fires, or snow, humans seem to find ways to manage. But it's a reminder of how important it is to take action against climate change.
Absolutely. I think education and awareness are key. People need to understand the impact of their actions on the environment. Have you been doing anything to reduce your carbon footprint?
Yes. I've been trying to use public transport more and cut down on single-use plastics. Every little bit helps, right? What about you?
Same here. I've been cycling to work and trying to use less electricity at home. It's not much, but I think small changes can add up if everyone does their part.
Totally. So, what's the weather like here today? I heard there might be rain later.
Yeah, it's supposed to start in the evening. Hopefully, it's just a light shower and not another storm. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Now answer the question. Number one, what weather event in Europe does the man mention? Number two, how does the woman describe the weather in Southeast Asia? Number three, what weather problem is Australia experiencing? Number four, what weather event occurred in Canada? Number five, what does the woman think extreme weather reminds us to do? Number six, how is the man trying to reduce his carbon footprint? Number seven, what does the woman say she is doing to help the environment? Number eight, what type of weather is predicted for the evening in their location? Number nine, why does the man think education and awareness are important? Number 10. According to the conversation, what is a common theme of the weather events discussed?